On the telephone with us this morning, Margaret, we have a special guest.
We do.
Stephanie Shelton. She is the Community Development Officer for Life Designs, and she joins us here on a Monday morning. Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Are you frozen where you're at, or are you slip-sliding along okay this morning?
Well, I tell you, it's a little wet, but it's cold.
There you go. And as long as we don't freeze over, we're gonna be okay here on a Monday morning. But as we enter January, you have a big fundraiser coming up a little bit later this month. Life Designs presents the Week of Chocolate, a chocolate-themed community-wide festival in Bloomington, the last week of January. We want to get everybody prepared about it because we don't want this to sneak up and
grab you. This is like the event of the year that all of us women have been looking forward to.
Your New Year's resolutions will be dead by then, so this is a time to get up and running. Tell us what's going on. The Week of Chocolate, coming up the final week in January.
So the Week of Chocolate is a great event that Life Designs presents to the community and partners with other nonprofit organizations throughout the community and other local businesses to bring the community a series of just fun, chocolatey events that are all kinds of fun for the community. We hope that everyone comes out to each of these events to learn a little bit more about what each of these organizations does for the community. The organizations that we have involved with the Week of Chocolate this year is the Bloomington Moose Lodge, Rhino's Youth Center, and Osman Chiropractic, all hosting events in addition to Life Designs event.
Okay, and so we have a lot of things coming up, so why don't you give us the lineup of what's going to go on that week?
So starting on January 24th, Osman Chiropractic will be hosting an event called The Sweet Life, an Indulgent Beauty and Health event. And it will be a series of health-related, we'll call them exhibits, where people can come and get free massages and free acupuncture scans and just different kinds of things related to beauty and health. You can find a complete list and event descriptions on Life Designs' website at lifedesignsinc.org. On Sunday, January 25th, Life Designs is hosting the Art of Chocolate, which is a fundraising event to benefit people who have disabilities in the community. We offer a continuing education program, and Life Designs needs additional funding to support that program.
Stephanie, talk about Life Designs, because the name has changed a couple times over the years, and we don't want that to fall through the crack, because obviously that's the that's who's taking care of the heavy lifting during this great event.
Yes, so Life Designs is a partnership between Crystal and Options, and Options was real big in the Bloomington area, and Crystal was kind of based more out of the Columbus region, and the two organizations merged to be able to provide better and stronger services for people with disabilities across South Central Indiana.
Okay, so let's get back to this Art of Chocolate Gala. Sorry, Glass, I'm not going to let you take him. I want to hear about this one because this is the event that everybody loves to go to. Tell us where it's at and what's going to be there and some of the food.
So the Art of Chocolate is going to be held at the IU Art Museum again this year, and there will be lots of local chefs coming to serve up their chocolatey creations to the community. These are some of the very well-known chefs in the community. We have chefs from Oliver Winery, Coiffon, Rainbow Bakery, Big Woods Brewing, which is also known as Coiffon in Bloomington, and much more. We also have the one of the directors of the Bloomington Cooking School bringing her presence with us this year.
And you have a big art auction that goes along with this, don't you?
Yes, we do. We basically work with local artists to get some really neat and interesting pieces of local artwork that represents some of what Bloomington is all about. And some of the pieces are geared more towards the art of chocolate specifically. So lots of chocolate-themed things going on at the Art of Chocolate this year.
Okay, and that's all going to happen on Sunday, January 25th. And there's at least two more events, and one of them I always remember about is this chocolate prom. But tell us about the two other events you have during the week.
So the chocolate prom that you mentioned falls on Friday, that week of chocolate, and it is a fundraising event for Rhino's Youth Center. And it's a fun event for basically a prom for everyone. Anyone's welcome to attend. There's lots of chocolate, lots of fun, dancing. It's just a really, really good time.
Sounds sweet.
Where do I get tickets? How do I get tickets? And when do I need to get those by?
So for the Art of Chocolate event, the tickets are on sale online through the Buskirk Chumley Theater. And you need to purchase those tickets in advance of the event.
It always sells out.
But you get a little bonus if you get there early, don't you?
Yes. The first 75 tickets sold are actually a discounted price. So I would definitely recommend going as early as possible and just buying your tickets right away.
And when are they going on sale?
They have been on sale since Thanksgiving.
Perfect. Even better. So you might don't be that last person who doesn't get their discounted ticket. Stephanie Shelton, she's our guest this morning. She's the Community Development Officer of Life Designs. And how many years have we been doing the Week of Chocolate and the Art of Chocolate, Stephanie? Lots?
Oh, boy, lots. Yeah, at least 10.
Great. Well, it's a great event. It brings everybody together. The Indiana University Art Museum is a great partner as well. Tell us what day and what time everybody's happening. The Art of Chocolate, the featured event coming up, not next Sunday, but the Sunday after.
The Art of Chocolate is January 25th, and the doors open at 5:30 p.m. at the IU Art Museum.
Excellent. If you'd like more information, you can contact Stephanie at 332-9615, extension 218, or you can email art@lifedesignsinc.org. We have that all, and you should be on our community website page as well, and folks can take a listen to this and write down all that information. Stephanie, we understand how busy you are. You're just 2 weeks away from all of this, and best of luck, and we know you'll have a full house, and I'm going to have to probably buy larger pants to come over and enjoy all of this. Stephanie, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mike. Might I add just one more thing?
Yeah,
I don't think I had the opportunity to mention the Bloomington Moose Lodges event, which is chocolate bingo, and I want to make sure that everyone knows that event is on Monday during the Week of Chocolate.
Excellent, and there's plenty of it. And Stephanie, where can we find all these events during the Week of Chocolate? What's the best place to find them?
The best place to find them is right on Life Designs website. Just go to lifedesignsinc.org and go to the events section of our website, and you will find all of the information you could want for each of these events.
A great way to contribute to our community, a great way to show support, and eat some chocolate at the same time.
Really.
Nothing wrong
tasty,
with any of that.
Tasty event for sure.
Stephanie, have a wonderful Monday and a wonderful event. And again, best of luck with the Week of Chocolate and the Art of Chocolate 2015.
Thank you so much.
Stephanie Shelton, she's a Community Development Officer for Life Designs Incorporated. We appreciate her time here on a Monday morning.